now I notice that one of my dear God brothers is also here, and I feel a little bit, you know, bad that I do all the lecturing, but this was how it was arranged originally, so I do hope that this finds the great pleasure of everyone. Good. Good. Can someone please give me a pair of cartels? Oh yeah, one thing, we have to close the thing there, the window, all windows. Please, everyone. Jayarata Madhava Gunyavi Adi
Jayarata Madhava Gunyavi Adi
Gopi Dana Vallava Girivarada Adi Gopi Jana Vallava Girivarada Adi Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Randana
Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Randana
Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Randana Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Yamuna Tira Vanachari Radha Madhava Gunya Vihari
Radha Madhava Gunya
Vihari Radha Madhava Gunya Vihari Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jila Prabhupada Jaya Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva
Jaya
manandi hari 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 bo om namo om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha
Varam Vinitvam Badram Va Yujam Me Nripanandana Soha Dina Pritak Dharmas Tushtoham Suridenava
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha
Varam Vinitvam Badram Va Yujam Me Nripanandana Soha Dena Pritak Dharma Tushtoham Suridenava Yes, please. Someone else.
Bhagavan Vacha
Param Vinidvam Madhamva Yudhame Nipanandana Yadena Pidaktamas Tushtoham Suridenavaha Shri Bhagavan Uvacha
Param Vinitvam Bhadramo
Yujam Me Nripanandana
Sauhadena Pritak Dharmas
Tushtoham Suvidenava Vaishnavi, please.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha
Param Vinitvam Bhadram Va
Yujam Me Nripanandana
Soha Dena Pritak Dharmas
Tushtoham Suridenavam Yes. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha The Supreme Personality of Godhead said,
Varam
Benediction
Vrinitvam
Asked
Madram
Good Fortune
Vaha
of you,
Yujam,
you,
me,
from me,
Nripanandanaha,
O sons of the king, Sohardena.
Sohardena.
By friendship.
Apritak.
Non-different.
Dharmaha.
Occupation.
Tushtaha.
Pleased.
Aham.
I. Soridena.
Soridena.
By friendship. Faha.
Of you.
Hare Krishna. Before we read the text and the translation, I would like to give you the content. First of all, of this lecture, we have looked a lot on transformation the past few days, and I would like to encourage you with this lecture. A transformation of the heart is easier possible when we have support. Because, remember, we are speaking about changing the disposition, the inner orientation of our very existence. We're dealing with very difficult questions, like to accept something new, to let go of something old. The core of spiritual life is really, the essence is the transformation of the heart. We want that those who come to Krishna consciousness can actually progress and find something wonderful in their lives. That's very important. If we remain the same and nothing changes, then we soon will have a very materialistic life, because before spiritual life we are usually oriented in material ways. So there needs to be a change, and that's not so easy. Just imagine how will the Gusanicha feel when you tell him, Gusanicha, very soon you will be a butterfly. He will think, oh my God, this is a mighty project, this is a huge project. Today I would like to say, it is a difficult project, but if you enter a community of bhakti, if there is support from others, it becomes more possible. It becomes much easier possible. In community, you know, people change. In community, sinners become saints. And in community of bhakti, we people can become bhaktas. We can become real devotees of Krishna, who feel free from false ego and who think only what will give pleasure to Krishna. So today, in the Bhagavatam verse, we will hear about how Krishna responds when he sees his devotees working together nicely, when his devotees forming a community of bhakti. It's an amazing text. I think you will like it very much. It deals with 10 brothers who had gone together to perform austerities. Yes, they were together in Krishna consciousness. They stayed together and did sadhana together. And at the end of the period where they did 10 sadhana, I believe it was 10,000 years, wow, the Lord appeared to them and he said, my dear sons of the king, I'm very much pleased by the friendly relationships amongst you. I like that you have friendly relationships. All of you are engaged in one occupation, devotional service. He said, you're all into Krishna consciousness. I'm so pleased with your mutual friendship that I wish you all good fortune. Now you may ask the benediction of me. In fact, the Lord was so pleased that these 10 devotees were friends to each other, that he pronounced a blessing that everyone who remembers these 10 brothers, these 10 Pachetas, will also become friendly with their brothers and with other living entities. So this is the friendship lecture, no? Purport. Since the sons of King Prachinabhishad were all united in Krishna consciousness, the Lord was so very pleased with them. Each and every one of the sons of King Prachinabhishad was an individual soul, but they were united in offering transcendental service to the Lord. Now, here comes a very, very interesting sentence. Please listen carefully. The unity of the individual souls attempting to satisfy the Supreme Lord or rendering service to the Lord is real unity. In the material world, such unity is not possible. Even though people may officially unite, they all have different interests. In the United Nations, for instance, all the nations have their particular national ambitions, and consequently they cannot be united. Disunity between individual souls is so strong within this material world that even in a society of Krishna consciousness, that's us now, members sometimes appear disunited due to their having different opinions and leaning toward material things. No? You have maybe seen sometimes devotees in the Krishna movement have different opinions regarding subjects like what is it? Donald Trump or a subject like COVID or a subject matter like the war in Ukraine. They have different opinions. And then Prabhupada says, in Krishna consciousness, there actually cannot be two opinions. There is only one goal: to serve Krishna to one's best ability. If there is some disagreement over service, such disagreement is to be taken as spiritual. Those who are actually engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be disunited in any circumstances. This makes the Supreme Personality of Godhead very happy and willing to award all kinds of benediction to his devotees, as indicated in this verse. We can see that the Lord is immediately prepared to award all benedictions to the sons of King Prachinabhishad. So, I think the subject matter is very, very, very clear. Krishna likes when his devotees cooperate and is so pleased with them that he gives them all types of benedictions just by this fact. The opposite is also true. Krishna does not appreciate when his devotees quarrel amongst themselves. There is a verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. When someone, it's in the Chaitanya Bhagavad, when devotees, listen to this, quarrel amongst themselves, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am displeased with them. And even if such devotees who quarrel amongst themselves take a bath in the Ganga or chant my holy names, the bath in the Ganga and the chanting will turn against them. That power which this gives will go against them. So Krishna likes so much if we are forming a good cooperative society. And as you all know who are for longer time in Krishna consciousness, this remains one of our challenges, because it's just so difficult when people are just so different. Look around in the temple for a moment. Would any of these people which you see, would you be together with them if they would not be in Krishna consciousness? Mostly not, no? I personally see, from my perspective, I had a total different kind of people I was associating with than most of the devotees. There's some devotees who are very much like the friends I used to associate with. But now I'm no longer with my friends from before, because they're not Krishna conscious. And I'm with all of you, although you are so different, because you are interested in Krishna conscious and practicing Krishna consciousness. But imagine there would no longer the basis of Krishna consciousness there. Wouldn't be there, then most probably we wouldn't be together. Hare Krishna, wonderful. Radha Raman, you are the true friend of all living beings. You are taking the veil between us and God away. Thank you. So, yes. So I would like to start my lecture now. Please join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve
Gauravani.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Krishna. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says in the Adi Leela something which is very endearing. He says, my dear devotees, think very deeply about the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. If you do so, if you ponder deeply about the mercy of Chaitanya, you will be truly amazed. Does any one of you remember the Sanskrit word for deeply thinking about something? Pragya, yes, introspective knowledge, no? So if you think deeply about the mercy of Sri Chaitanya, you will be truly amazed. You will say, if you're from America, awesome! You will say like this. So The mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu extends in concentric circle, and it forms something like a mandala of kripa. Imagine you throw a stone in a lake, then you will see how the ripples expand more and more and more. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came into this world of samsara, this ocean of birth and death, his mercy also made ripples. It went all over. And I'm here leaning heavenly on the findings of our Krishna Chaitra Maharaj, who explained that Mahaprabhu constantly reached out with his mercy and bridged various gaps, social gaps, confessional gaps, theological gaps, even the gaps between species. How did he bridge a social gap? At that time, when he appeared, there was a very hierarchical society. There were the Brahmins who would take a bath if they would just even, if a Shudra would step on their shadow. Yes. Oh, you stepped on my shadow. Now I have to take a bath because you are Shudra and very impure. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had Brahmanas like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who were the teachers of the king, danced next to Shudras, ordinary people. He bridged the social gap between Brahmins and Shudras. Also in India, you would often find sampradayas, spiritual schools, and they would not really learn from each other. They were a little bit like us. Oh, we are Hare Krishnas. We will not learn from the TM organization. You know. So Mahaprabhu brought them all together in the chanting of the holy name. No? These were confessional gaps he bridged. There was Keshava Bhattacharya, for example, from the Nimbarka Sampradaya. Mahaprabhu talked with, is his name Vallabha Bhatta? Who was the father of Gopal Bhatta again in South India? Venkata Bhatta. He was from the Sri Vaishnavas, or the Ramanuja, and and Mahaprabhu's kirtan, Venkata Bhatta, became convinced and chanted the holy name. It's not reported that he gave up his sampradaya, because that was not the idea of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to create various sects, so to say. No, he just wanted everyone to be drowned in the ocean of what? Holy name, yes, you know everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to the Tattvavadis. They were the Madhvas, no? From Madhvacharya. And he brought them to chanting the holy name. And he talked to Vallabhacharya from the Rudra Sampradaya. And they also chanted the holy names. Mahaprabhu did not make any sectarian borders. Just imagine. There were Shaktas in his movements who were worshipping Kali. There were Buddhists, yes, who chanted. There were tribal people, you know, these tribals of the forests, the Beal tribe, for instance. There were Muslims, imagine the Pathans. Animals and plants were there. So Mahaprabhu's kripa, you know, mercy extended to beyond the social rules, to the Brahmins and Shudras. It went to different sampradayas, the confessional things, theological difference were given up. Even the gap between species. Do you know, in Jharkhand, the deers were dancing next to the tigers, Bengali tigers. Whoa, so big, 5 meters long. They are like monster tigers. They were, but in the kirtan, they were next to the deadly enemies. The deer were next to the tigers, their deadly enemies. And we're dancing, Hare Krishna, chanting. I don't know how this sounds, you know, when a tiger chants Hare Krishna. Must be quite a nice voice. We should invite him for the kirtan mela, you know. You know, something, this is a tiger kirtan. You know, very, very nice. Is my point clear? That mercy went to all different beings, and the concentric circles didn't stop even there. Mahaprabhu's impact in this universe was so strong that it reached into the future, that even the Queen of England, subject matter number one at the moment in the media, no? Even the Queen of England appreciated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Do you know that she came to the Avanti school and was asked to unveil a big, big painting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing in the forest with the animals? When the Queen unveiled it, she said, "What is the gentleman doing there?" The gentleman. And the devotees explained, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's more than a gentleman. Oh, sorry. He is chanting and dancing with the animals in pure love of Godhead. Huh? Very good. His mercy could only expand because he had formed a society of bhakti. And this bhakti community, who was very much connected with each other, had the strength to carry his movement into the future. No? The core of the Kripa Mandala, so to say, the very center, is the group of devotees who were his devotees. And in this lecture, we are interested to find out what did these devotees do? How did they act so that their community became so strong that even other sampradayas, Muslims, anyone became interested? What was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's secret? Well, there were two very spiritual secrets and at least three principles of community life. And if you learn these five principles in your life, you will have the most attractive spiritual community in Slovenia, in Europe, in the world, and even in this universe. So listen very carefully what you could learn, how you can form a bhakti community of devotional love. I think if we learn this, everyone in our community will feel protected, sheltered, and inspired to do big things. And we will become, as I said, very, very attractive to the outsiders. So his two purely, let us say, spiritual principles were chanting the holy name and reading the Bhagavatam, or discussing the Bhagavatam. Mahaprabhu what is said famously, Kali Kale Nama Rupa Krishna Vatara Nama Hoite Haya Sava Jagata Nishtara. In this age of Kali, the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is actually the incarnation of Krishna. You have there the Das Avatars, see? 10 avatars of Lord Krishna. One avatar is not on this painting. This painting is lacking one most important avatar, the Naam avatar. I want to say, but I don't want to criticize the painting because it was painting the Das avatars. That was the subject matter. But in Kali Yuga, this is this age where you and me live, the Mahamantra, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is the incarnation of Lord Krishna. And listen, what happens? Simply by chanting the holy name, one associates with the Lord directly. Wow, Yaron. You will associate with the holy name, with Krishna directly by chanting. Anyone who does this is certainly delivered. My dear devotees, this night I was personally associating with Krishna in his four-handed form. He was there. I had an amazing experience. But I didn't see him. It is said, what is the point here? It is said, every time someone falls deep asleep, without dreams, a dreamless sleep, he associates with the Paramatma in his heart. But because he's sleeping, he doesn't know it. He only may feel very blissful when he wakes up. Don't we feel like this after a good deep sleep, where no crazy dreams were going on? We feel, wow, life is wonderful. Why do we feel like this? Because we were close to Paramatma, the Lord in the heart. This is in the Upanishads, it is explained. But since we are asleep, it's not a conscious association. It's an unconscious. So I sometimes think when we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna is there, but we are fully asleep. We are covered by the three modes of material nature, and we may not really feel it or experience it because of our situation at that moment. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said about this something which he said, he became very, very interested. He said, how should one chant this mantra? Then he gave his famous verse, Trinadapi sunichena Torariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadari. Oh, it seems you know this verse. What does this verse tell us about chanting? How should we do it? In a humble way. What does this particularly mean? Yeah, feel lower than the great. That means the grass, when it's trampled upon, it comes back to the old position. So when you're experiencing some things in life, you should actually be humble and understand this Krishna teaching me something. Then how tolerant, like a tree. Yes, tree. People may take wood, break something from the trees to have their heating, but the tree is still serving them. He's so tolerant. And then what should we also do? Not expect personal honor. But how do you do this with your Facebook then? You want likes, no? No? Not expect personal honor, yet always be prepared to give all respects to others. Such a person can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. If you want to chant, you must have these two things. Then Lord Chaitanya became temperamental. He was raising his hands in the air and he said, "Raising my hands, I declare." Oh, this is getting important now. "Everyone, listen up," he said, "please hear me. String this verse on the thread of the holy name and wear it on your neck for continuous remembrance." Yeah, Hare Krishna. This is from the Adi Lila, chapter 17. It is described. Lord Chaitanya had taught this to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. No, to Shuklambara. Good. The next thing is he was talking about the Bhagavatam as the pure Vedic scripture. And this was the secret of his associates. They would always chant, they would always discuss the Srimad Bhagavatam. But he also developed a community of bhakti. The community of bhakti is based on cooperation, loving friendship. Like here in this Bhagavatam text, "My dear sons," the Lord says, "I'm very much pleased by the friendly relationships amongst you. I'm so pleased that I wish you all good fortune." All good fortune. You know, we human beings are strange people. When we are not in community, we look for community. But when we are in community, we want to leave the community and have our private space. I need some space, Prabhu. In this way, Arthur Schopenhauer, he knew the Upanishads. It was an interesting philosopher. He said, human beings are like porcupines. You know what is a porcupine in your local language? Stikobakts. Ramhari seems to know. Say it loud, please. Yeah. The Slovenian devotees know? The leash. Yes, this. They have these spikes, no? They can be big or small, according to their age, I think. So, what is the porcupine in Croatian language? What is the porcupine in Slovenian language? Ask Google if you don't know. We have an idea. There are these. They look like little hedgehogs, but what is a hedgehog? Like little, and they have, when they go like, they make something, and then they have many, like lenses, you know. So when it's cold in the winter, the porcupine thinks, "Oh, I need to be in community. I need to have someone to I can lean on." I need, because when we are together, then it's a good temperature. But then when they come together, ow, 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 and they run away from each other. So the human being is something like that, you know. You think, oh, I must be with devotees, you know. It's I can't stand these non-devotees. And when he is together with devotees, he feels frustrated. Oh, I'm so disappointed. This devotee has this different opinion from mine. Oh no, he. And so on. We human beings are like this. Difficult people. Do you know the Woody Allen? He made many movies and he said, me and my wife have different times of work. We sleep at different times. We have different cars. We eat at different times. In fact, we do everything we can to keep our relationship together. I think we all laugh, but what is this, you know? But this is how the modern man feels, you know. He feels community is a difficult thing. Even the small community of a family is difficult for us if we don't have one center, like the Prachetas had, this devotional service. So Lord Chaitanya established a strong spiritual center, and it worked because there were two powerful spiritual principles in the middle. Remember? Holy name and Bhagavatam, and discussing also, not just reading and then forgetting about it. No, I heard this. The principle which he stressed so much is humility and also forgiveness. My dear devotees, you have to learn not only humility, but to forgive the minor things which others do and say, the things which happen in this when you live together. And it is possible to be humble and forgiving when you have something like svabhaviki shraddha. That is a very important word. Most people, 10% of the people today are faithless. They are atheists. Then there are people who have what is called lokika shraddha, that is conventional faith, cultural faith, popular faith. For them the motive is they want to have some worldly comfort, and they join Christianity or the big religions and so on. And they have some type of faith. It's mixed with worldliness. And then there is what is called svabhaviki shraddha, that is a faith which emanates from the soul. It is natural. It is spiritual. It is like Lord Chaitanya, he said, when I got the mantra, I became lost in my mind for Krishna. I became mad for Krishna. This svabhavika shraddha is backed by shastra and by experience. And the motive of this shraddha is, a person with this shraddha, let me go back to Godhead. Such a devotee has something so big that it's easy for him to forgive the little trespasses, it's called the little Überschreitungen, the little things that happen in communal life. Well, who cares? I'm all thinking of Krishna and going back to Krishna. Svabhaviki shraddha, natural spiritual faith. It's an aim for us, and if you have it, then you can be forgiving. There is a mundane mind is you get, mundane life is you get, and then you forget what you have gotten. Spiritual relationship is you give, and in the end you forgive. because it will not be accepted by one and all. You may give prasadam, preach. Oof. You may try to keep the temple clean for everyone to come. And then people will come and say, this is not enough. But you, when you are spiritual, you forgive. No, no problem. I will try better. It's possible when your faith is so strong, when you have such strong relationship with Krishna, that you can give, and then forgive. Krishna, this is humility and forgiveness. This is the core of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a core movement. No? The next principle is compassion and care. There's a pastime. You remember once Haridas Thakur in his old age said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, I have one big anxiety. What will I do when you leave the planet? I will not be able to tolerate the pain of your absence. And all I will do is, Kandiya, I will cry. Therefore, I have one request. Let me leave my body before you leave this world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at him. His eyes filled with tears. He didn't say anything, and he just got up and left. How could he say to his beloved devotee, you can leave before me? But how could he say no? He just didn't say anything. He just got up and left. The next morning, he came to Haridas and said, Haridas, how are you doing? Haridas was very ill at that time. Not ill, very old. So old, super old. Haridas said, I'm not doing so well. I cannot finish my rounds. You don't need to finish your rounds. You chant every day 190 something rounds. You now don't need to chant 119 rounds, you know. Haridas said, what is about my request that I leave the world before you? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just, then finally he said, he said, Haridas, you're dearer than my life. And Haridas went like, Gauranga, if you can just place your lotus feet on my sinful body. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who felt this? He's the emblem of these Vaishnava qualities which he taught, you know. He hesitatingly placed his soft lotus feet on the chest of Haridas Thakur. And while Haridas Thakur looked in ecstatic love of Godhead into the beautiful lotus face of Gauranga, and he chanted, Gauranga, he left the body. Hare Krishna. What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? He took his hands and with great love he picked up this little body, it was very emaciated, thin, of Haridas. He carried him to this beach. There he brought him personally in the ocean and gave him his final bath. Then Mahaprabhu went on the beach. He took his hands. They were very big, the hands. When Mahaprabhu would distribute prasadam with his hand, wow, these were huge proportions. He took his hands and he dug a samadhi, you know, a grave, a tomb with his hand. Then he personally went and begged prasadam from the stands of the shopkeepers in Puri. You know, Jagannath eats so much. He eats 58 times a day. So that prasadam comes to the stands, the prasadam stand, and from there it goes to the pilgrims. So Mahaprabhu went there. It is sold, actually. And the prophet is going for Jagannath's, you know, kitchen. He eats 58 times in huge quantities. So he needs a lot of support, financial support, you know, for this. So Mahaprabhu begged prasadam, because when someone dies, a feast has to be given to those. He did everything personally. He didn't allow anyone to do it. There is a saying, I've written it down, I've heard it: people don't care how much you know until they know that you care. That's nicely said, isn't it? People don't care how much you know until they know that you care. And for those of you who are preachers, please know, some people love to preach and some people love the people they preach to. Who do you think will the people accept? The last one. He loves me. He wants to take care of me. Yes. So this is all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Compassion and care. That's very important. The exact opposite is, again, criticizing Vaishnavas. I want to tell you a story I learned from Keshava Maharaj. Once there was a king who decided to distribute khichdi to every single citizen in his kingdom. And when the people came, he gave them a bowl and put with his own hand khichdi in there. There was a huge prasadam distribution. I mean, he had pots which were as big as, you know, a really big, like Indra Jumna Maharaja's pots, you know, from his festivals in Poland. Like they look like boats or like something. So he was distributing food. I think some of you are getting tired. Why don't we open the windows? Because you don't like to have a cold neck, I understand, but please be merciful. I lose my audience. They are in dreamless sleep, you know. And this is an important part of the lecture. Yes, some austerities, come on, you man, you are not made of marmalade, you know, you should have some strength in you. Good. So here was the king distributing prasadam in bowls. At this time, an eagle came by. He was flying by. He had just hunted a poisonous snake and had killed the snake. And when he was flying over the place where the king was distributing prasadam, some poison from the poisonous snake fell into the bowl of prasadam. So he didn't notice it. He was just boom, 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 boom. You know, he was just doing this. But then the person who got the bowl of khichdi was very nice, and he started to eat at the moment and died immediately. It was a poison, difficult, dangerous poison. He died on the spot. So the king went like, oh, and everyone went like, oh. There was only one lady there. let's make her into a man, because otherwise everyone will think I do not like. And this man, old man, was said, ah, you king, you rascal, in the name of distributing food, you are killing. And he criticized. So Yamaraj and Chittagupta had come. And Chittagupta said, who gets the karma here? You know, is the king getting the karma? No, said Yamaraj. He did not know that poison was dripping from that snake who was carried over the... he didn't know it. He doesn't get the karma. Then Chittagupta, I just want to write down who gets the karma. Who gets the karma? Is it the eagle? The eagle also didn't know, you know. He was flying to eat the snakes. That's all right for him. He is a non-vegetarian person. Then who gets the karma, said our Chittagupta. The snake? The snake is dead, said Yamaraj. So then the old man started, ah, you rascal king, you rascal king, you rascal king, you did this mistake, you killed someone. Then Yamaraj looked to Chittagupta. Chittagupta went, I understand, he gets the karma. My dear devotees, be careful. Compassion is better than criticism. You must understand, this was, the person did it like this, he couldn't do it anyone else. And if that is too difficult, you can say he's programmed like this. This is his psychological conditioning, what to do, and so on. The last principle is culture and etiquette. We need to learn the Vaishnava culture. That will help us to avoid mistakes. I cannot talk long here, but I want to give the example of Socrates here. Once a disciple came to Socrates and said, Socrates, you're so good. I never see you angry. I never see you jealous. I never see any bad quality in you. And Socrates said, all the bad qualities are inside here. I carry them all. But I have culture and etiquette. If you want communal life, you need to learn the Vaishnava etiquette. Things that regulate your interactions. And you need to learn the culture in which Krishna consciousness is done. Then you are able to have a wonderful community. Last but not least is service attitude, but I will not explain it because it gets too late. So, community of care, community of love, very important, my dear devotees. It will give us the strength which we need in order to work on our personal transformation. Now, I want to give you a surprising information. You can't demand others to be humble and forgiving. You can't demand others to be compassionate and caring. You can't demand that others have culture and etiquette. You can't demand that others have a service attitude. It's you who have to be humble and forgiving. You who have to be compassionate and caring. It's you who have to practice culture and etiquette. It's you who have to practice a service attitude. Because then, if you practice, you will influence the others who will become inspired by your good example. if you are not starting with this, there will be no inspiration for others to take this up. If you always stand that, no, I don't like these people in Ljubljana. There was one potato that was a little. If you don't practice, it will never happen. The community of bhakti will not happen if we demand others to do it. You cannot demand these things. No one will give these things on demand. No one will be compassionate on demand. Be compassionate or care for me. No, this doesn't come. This type of feeling cannot come under these circumstances. You have to bring these things into the community, and then it works. Can you understand this? Can you say to someone, love me? Can I, as a senior devotee, demand from you, respect me? No. You would say, what is he saying? Has he an ego problem? These things have to come from each one on his own. Otherwise, they are not the real thing. So for the community of love, or community of bhakti, these things are things to be thought about. Spiritual nucleus, and then humility and forgiveness, other principle. I'm hearing, please say. Compassion and care, wonderful. Then the other next principle, which helps us if something is not. There will always be difficulties amongst humans. Huh? Culture and etiquette, you know everything. And then last and least, what is should be my attitude?
Service
attitude. Yeah. And the most important thing is you have to do this on your own. You have to, you individual, every one of you, try, practice. These things are good. And if you need motivation, read again this verse. Krishna is personally satisfied with you if you deal with others in the mood of friendship. No? He's personally satisfied with you. My dear devotees, today I have invited a magician. This magician will teach us some of the principles of transformation. I could not, when I was young, I also appreciated this very much. I know the Prabhupada often, not often, sometimes invited magicians. So we will request Madhu Chanda with a massive round of applause. Can you all see?
Yes.
Masi, can you see? So I thought this is not the last lecture. Again, I have to apologize. I'm taking all the lecture spaces, but this was how it was scheduled, you know, and arranged. So this is the last lecture will be quite different from all these lectures so far. It will be on the Sunday feast. But I thought at the so this is a little bit the conclusion for those who are seriously practicing bhakti. But and I have requested some some, it will be the transformational magic you will see now.
Thank you very much. Margaret, first I would like to say, you are seminar was successful, and I cannot hide myself, really. Transformation happened. I'm trying to hide behind the cloth. My true self has come out, but it must go out.
Bravo!
I am now on my own. So, I wanted to share from my own life few things who make transformation. And I would say when I started with spiritual life, my life and realization are like this book. Nothing was there. Empty. So I needed the agent, and the agent was the Holy Name. So anyone would like to help me?
Yeah.
Oh. I need volunteer to come here, please. Someone? She can? Okay. Yeah, please.
Brinda Anuradha.
Your good name?
Brinda Anuradha.
Brinda Anuradha. Okay. The agent will be the Holy Name, but you will get a magic wand. This is the Holy Name. Please take. Okay. Some problem. Oh, sorry. This Holy Name is better. Please take this Holy Name. Sorry. I think we have broken names. These names are broken. They don't work. We need some water. I think it's here. You must raise your hands, everyone, like this, and invite the Holy Name. Please say louder as possible. Goranga, Goranga.
Goranga, Goranga.
Sorry, it's not working. Louder.
Goranga, Goranga.
Okay, we have here. Please. Sorry. I think we have problem. We have shallow name. Nothing inside. As Maharaj say, capsule without substance. I think we will need more, something more. Please, louder, one more time. Okay, something is happening. Louder. Okay, good. One more time. This is no end. One more time. Sorry, this Holy Name also don't work. We need another one. This may be substance. Okay, this is good. Goranga, Goranga, okay? Oh, something is here. You want to see?
Yes!
Okay, I show you. Some pictures are here. But you know what? There is a problem. Still, we don't have the real thing, the essence. We need life. The real Holy Name is alive. It's colorful. So please, one more time. Oh, here is the color. So please, one big applause for my helper. Thank you.
Bravo. Well done.
One of the best transformational agents for me in my life, and for everybody life, they are called Tadiyana, things which are dear to Krishna. We have here in Shastra, there is like Vaishnavas, Ganga, Bhagavatam, Holy Name, maybe some, I think one, five more is there. And when we are connected to them, we really make transformation. Here, I have today got news from the spiritual world. From the gopis, I have special connection. They told me that Krishna, something was stolen from Krishna. Do you know why? What?
Flute.
Not the flute. We know the flute is often stolen, but something different. Huh? Krishna's rope was stolen. For your information, Krishna has always around his belt small rope. So when Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, sent him to milk the cows, he tied up the big legs of the rope, you know. All the cows, well, they don't split the milk. So this is the Krishna's rope. It's magical. You want to see?
Yes.
It can do everything. It can sing, dance. You know, in the spiritual world, every object can do anything. It's absolute. I show you, for example, it can sing, for example, Rade. Sorry. I am singing, not the rope. But it can be sleep, you know. You want to see?
Yes.
Please make him sleep. Say something. What your parents say to you when you go to sleep? Or your parents you are too big. We say good night, okay? Everybody, please.
Good night.
It will be better, okay?
Good night.
Better.
Good night.
Oh. Rope is sleeping. See, this rope is sleeping. 3 seconds. I am sleeping already. Trillions of lives. But we want to wake up. And who can wake up the rope? What do you think? Someone, see, in our life, we always wake up, someone, ask someone who is dear to us, our parents. Do you know that Krishna is every morning wake up by someone? Do you know by who?
Yashoda.
No. No, Yashoda. Before Yashoda, Krishna wake up.
Friends.
Huh?
Radharani.
No, Radharani is sleeping with Krishna.
Parents.
No, the Vrinda Devi, she sent different animals, and they wake up Radha and Krishna. You know who are these animals?
Parents.
No, there is someone special before them.
Deer.
No, monkey. There is a special monkey called Kakatiya. And really, and he comes, very old monkey, he comes. Do you know what he say? What monkey say?
Wake up.
How monkey speak?
Sun is rising.
No. Or, you know, or sometimes when they sleep, Krishna, Vrinda sent some, which birds you say?
Parrots.
Not exactly.
Pika.
Yeah, what they say? In older days in Vrindavan, if you're there, peacocks are a sign of mangal arati. Like, in that is time when Krishna is awakened. So, see, this rope is really magical. It can sleep, can be awakened. So, we need also, Krishna sent someone to us, someone dear, his devotees, to wake up us. I remember Maharaj told me, I first met him 30 years ago, he said, wake up, Martin, first word. I'm still not awakened, but I hope I'm here somehow. Okay, then, I must tell you, I have special connection with the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, I have a friend of mine, he's the same profession like me. He's a clown. He's Madhu Mangal, I am Madhu Chan similar. He's Brahmin, he has good belly, I also have. He's made in Goloka, I am made in Macedonia. Bad copy. But you know, he liked very much sweets. He get always prasadam from Radha and Krishna. So he said, you're going to Ljubljana to devotees, take some prasadam from Radha and Krishna. So I brought for you some real prasadam in nice package, cookies from with chocolate, bona fide chocolate, made from Radharani. Would you like to get some cookie prasadam?
Yes!
Okay, to who give first, the old ladies or... I'm now like Mohini Murti. No, but all out here, the devotees. Okay, I give to ladies first. Please give your hand. Oh, where's you? Oh. Sorry, problem. This was some joke from us. Oh. This was really some joke from Madhu Mangal. I think, don't be sorry, you'll get today Sunday feast, you'll get some cookies. On this seminar, we heard about transformation. I have this bag is empty. First, I must excuse to the Mataji who has made these gusenicas. I've stolen them. I'm sorry. So we wanted to show you how to remind you how transformation happened actually. So I'll close this bag. Okay. We'll put inside this gusenica. Get more five. Okay. So what? Do you thought what you would like to become?
Butterfly.
Yes, but do you know how this butterfly really looks? You must define yourself. Once Maharaj said a story about elephant. He said, you take the stone and throw everything what is not elephant. Well, you must know what is your elephant, your butterfly. Clear. So let's make. Please, hands up. Please say the magic word.
Go!
So we have still gusenica. One more time. Go! Oh, something is here. Oh, what is this? How we say do you like this?
No. Yes.
Nobody like. This is the stage between purification process. Before we become butterfly, really, we should not be scared from this or laugh to those who are in this situation because they are in the process to become butterfly. So let's try one more time.
Go.
So we have butterflies. Maharaj today spoke about cooperation, and we know cooperation is very good. And in community, it's really nice to know each other, not just in the temple, but from life, from different situations, to know each one names. I'm sometimes sorry, some devotees, I see for 20 years, I don't know their names. So today I would like to know each name. Can we know? Okay, I tell you a secret. I go to count from 1 to 3. When I say 3, everybody should say his own name louder, possible, okay? Do you know your names? Okay, let's hear. 1, 2, 10! Sorry. 1, 2, 3! Oh, you don't have to salam yet today. Louder, please. Your names. Yeah, Ajit, remember, others don't. Please, louder. 1, 2, 3! Okay, now it's good. Now we know each other. At least by the name. We need to know better. Here I have these rings. Do you know what is this?
Ring.
What kind of ring?
Metal ring.
No.
Magic.
No. It's not magic. This is the ring of Balaram. Or in Kiananda, they always have one ring. Modern fashion has come from there, of the man who carry one ring. These rings actually represent us. Everybody of us is our own world. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rings. Who is here the strongest? Strongest? Who has good... Okay, come. Yes. Your name?
Yurun.
Yurun, please, like this, yeah? So you got these two rings, please try to connect them. What is the connection process? Chanting with the holy names, please. Goranga! The rings are connected. Goranga, Goranga. Try one more time.
Goranga.
See, we connect all. Goranga, Goranga.
Wow.
So in our community, we must be strong, you know, really. So nothing will take us apart, you know. Please. Yeah, you try. I love the church. it's not matter, you can try. you believe by saying. So, community means to be together, everybody. So, please, one applause for Mahil. I must say, the most powerful agent of transformation for me is visiting holy places. Maybe you know I have made holy videos about the temples, but really, it's amazing to go to holy place and to enter this energy. We know the most powerful thing in the holy places are sadhus, the dust of Vrindavan, but there is something else what is very powerful, but we forget. And this is holy waters or holy lakes of holy places. So I tell to you, if you go to India, Vrindavan, whatever place you see, holy place, jump inside. Don't be careful, not because it's slippery, catch the iron chains. But you know, be careful, but jump inside because it has power to transform you. In the Shastra we have seen Narada Muni has taken bath, he has become Gopi, Naradi. Shiva has taken bath, become Gopi, Gopeshwar. So you may become Gopi or whatever. But it has power, these holy places, you know, these holy waters. Because Krishna has created them, you know. When Nanda Maharaj would like to go somewhere to Ganga to take bath, you know, then Krishna say, oh, my father, don't go. It's troublesome to travel to Ganga. Krishna just sit and meditate and invite Manasi Ganga from his mind. Or father wanted to go to Kumbh Mela to take bath. Krishna say, don't go there. And Krishna would create Pavan Sarovar next to Nandagao. And then you know the story of Krishna meditating and inviting Radha in the Shyamakund, Radha Kund, all holy rivers. So if someone cannot go there today, I have good news. We'll make a magic. I have magic from Krishna. I have this lota, this magic pot. It's magical because when you say name of some holy river, this holy river come inside. So which holy river you would like to invite?
Yamuna.
Please, everyone, loudest possible. Yamuna!
Yamuna!
Yamuna is here. Nothing more. Only Yamuna is there. Any other river?
Ganga.
Please, everybody, Ganga!
Ganga!
Ganga is also here. Nothing more. Any other river?
Saraswati.
Saraswati, please!
Saraswati!
She is also here. Any other?
Kalindi.
Godavari.
Godavari, please, everybody.
Godavari.
Same like Radha Kunda. Radha Kunda.
Radha Kunda.
Here is here. Some other holy lakes. Shama Kunda. Yes.
Shama Kunda.
No end. Anything else?
Vrindakunda,
please!
Vrindakunda!
Yeah, it's here, Vrindakunda also. As you see, there is no end. But how you can take bath? Do you know that in the morning, if you take a bath, I have heard Jayapataka Maharaj, when he take bath, always called Ganga, Ganga. So because name of the rivers, we heard in the spiritual level, name of the river or person or Krishna's holy name, they are no different. So when we say name of this river, it's like taking bath. So, now make the biggest magic. I'll make that everybody of you take bath in this holy river. It's really magic. Okay. Please, everybody, spread your hands like this. Look up and say, Goranga, Goranga! What's happening? Nothing coming. Must be louder.
Goranga!
You are very sincere, but louder, please!
Goranga!
One more!
Hare Krishna. It is good sometimes to laugh. Thank you very much, Madhuchanda. And I mean, I was looking here. I could not. I have no idea where the holy waters came from. And I don't want to know. It came from Gauranga, Gauranga. There is no other explanation I know. Hare Krishna. So good. So I thought, let us laugh a little at the end of this program. I thank you very much. Time is there. I'm really a little bit feeling guilty that I go so much over time, but festival day. No problem, no problem. Thank you very much, Madhuchanda. Thank you all very much for participating.